I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Casting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and I'm your host for this very special edition of Sunglasses After Dark. We're at the movies, not the at the movies as done by Ebert and Rober, Siskel and Ebert, or anything like that. We're just at the movies. I am not intending to infringe on any other established trademarks or anything of that nature. So, anyhow, I mentioned last week that I was going to do a program devoted to cuts from movie soundtracks. Some of these are ones that I have, some are ones that I tracked down online, I realized that sometime back in 2007, I did a version of this as a freeform shift on KJHK, and when I did it, it was somewhere around 5 or 6 in the morning, because I thought it would be really funny to play really bad movie soundtrack music early in the morning, and it was great. And like the people who tuned in as they were waking up thought it was wonderful, but most, I would say 95% of the listening audience totally missed it, including all of my friends, because they were asleep, because they had to work in the morning, unlike me. So this is sort of for them, this is sort of for me, this is definitely for all of you who listen. So we're going to get it started, and what better way to get it started than with a classic of cheesy movie and definitely a cheesy movie soundtrack inclusion. From the movie Flash Gordon, this is Queen with Flash's theme.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
Is there a better song to soundtrack a montage than The Best Around? I mean, it's been used by South Park in like a billion other programs, but it was originally featured as the song that compiles all of Daniel LaRusso, his training, his learning how to fight as he prepares for the karate tournament at the end of The Karate Kid. Spoiler, he wins, and he takes down the Cobra Kai dojo all by his little old lonesome. Anyway, Joe Esposito recorded that song. He recorded mostly songs for very terrible movies. He recorded several for the soundtrack to Staying Alive, noted as the, like, 6 years after the fact sequel to Saturday Night Fever that features John Travolta as he's dancing on Broadway. And it's fucking horrible. I don't recommend it. He was also He was the original person to record What a Feeling, sort of the What a Feeling, the theme to Flashdance. But Irene Cara was brought in to record, since the song is obviously from a woman's perspective. He also recorded a song for Coming to America. Just, you know, the man just had some bad luck. Before that, The Touch, Stan Bush's Finest Hour, from Transformers the Movie, which, you know, they thankfully have featured in a couple of the Transformers movies themselves, like the Michael Bay ones, but that song, oh, so good. And we started everything off with Queen doing Flash's theme from Flash Gordon. If you want a really awesome version of that, go to the Internet Audio Archive, and if you go for Tenacious D, a couple of their bootlegs have their live version of that. Also can be found on the second disc of that first Tenacious D DVD collection. Okay, we're going to get into some metal, kind of. From the movie Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, this is the man, Alice Cooper, doing He's Back, the Man Behind the Mask.
bodies in there? Say that thing was alive?
So they say.
Oh, God. Hey, these things don't leak, do they?
Leak? Hell no. These things were made by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, fuck!
So a couple weeks ago, I went to KC Crypticon and got to meet Linnea Quigley from Return of the Living Dead, and it was sweet. Like, basically, I got to see Return of the Living Dead, and then they had a Q&A with the ladies of... But not so much all of them from the ladies of the Return of the Living Dead. I did get to meet Beverly Randolph, who was so nice and so sweet. She has recently helped produce a documentary on the Return of the Living Dead movies, which is like the first three. Joel Shepard was supposed to be there, but she wasn't. But, you know, Linnea Quigley and Beverly Randolph, you know, one could possibly go worse. But that song, Party Time, by 45 Grave, I also have that as a 12-inch single, and it's quite excellent. And one of those bands that really, you know, they're a little metal, a little punk, and just never really fit in, and they're kind of like one of those, like, underground success stories. They're still around, by all accounts. They played a show up in Omaha a couple years back. Before that, Dokken, Dream Warriors from A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. If you owned that on video cassette, you may remember that after you got done watching the movie and let the credits roll, you could watch the video for that, which was just about as horrible as the song. Once upon a time, there was an episode of Remote Control on MTV. Now I'm dating myself terribly, but I believe Ken Ober, the category was, if the van's a-rockin', it must not be Dokken. So, although notable, they are Stone Cold Steve Austin's favorite band. Before that, we started the whole set off with Alice Cooper doing He's Back, the Man Behind the Mask, from Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Interesting fact, there is actually a music video for that, and you can find it on YouTube, and it's actually good, surprisingly. And now we're going from pop metal to just straight up pop. If there was a man who was the man to soundtrack 1980s films, it would be this man. Formerly of Loggins of Messina, now off on his own, his first solo excursion. This is Kenny Loggins doing, from the film Caddyshack, I'm All Right.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do it in naturally. But if it's too easy,
yeah. West Coast King. We'll be right back.
You know, I was kind of torn. I couldn't decide whether or not I should go with the big song, the big single, or the song that is more pertinent to the film. And I decided to go with the big single. That's The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News from Back to the Future. The other song, the more pertinent one, of course, is Back in Time, which is, you know, they're goddamn near the same fucking song. Let's be honest here. Like, they're both a lot of Huey Lewis and the News songs. It you can't exactly tell which one it is, you know, at the start of it. You gotta let it go for a while. It's not a, you know, like, I can name that song in three notes. No, you can't. And if you can, well, you're a little too much like Patrick Bateman for me. Before that, Lindsey Buckingham. Yes, that Lindsey Buckingham of Buckingham Nicks and obviously Fleetwood Mac doing Holiday Road from National Lampoon's Vacation. There are quite a few covers of that song. My personal favorites are the one by Dirt Bike Annie, which can be found on their collection put out by Dirt Nap Records entitled It Ain't Easy Being Single, as well as Limp, whose album Poppin' Disorderly on Honest Dawn's features a very sort of high-powered pop-punk cover. And we started everything off with Kenny Loggins doing I'm All Right from Caddyshack. Now, Kenny Loggins, man, you know, it's very difficult to pick a soundtrack song by Kenny Loggins. Do I pick Playing with the Boys or Danger Zone from Top Gun? Do I play Meet Me Halfway from Over the Top? I had to go with that one. I own both the Caddyshack soundtrack and that particular song on 45. It was a no-brainer. This next set features some songs that are, how can I put it? They're a little new wavy. And actually, that's the second set, the final set of the show as well. Some of these songs you will instantly recognize, others you might not. We're going to start it out a sort of electronic band. You might not recognize the name of the band, but you'll certainly recognize the song from its inclusion in Revenge of the Nerds. This is The Gleaming Spires with Are You Ready for the Sex Girls?
Are you ready for the sex girls? The hot, hot, lead, hot, big, hot girls. Are you ready for the sex girls? The right, right, ultraviolet, nice, nice girls. They play pool in your house, they take off their old clothes. They can talk about love cause they know. One gets kind of frantic, one stays quiet as a mouse. Bikinis gleaming in the morning light, you might lose your life. They go crazy in the bedroom, baby, and they might explode your mind. Are you ready for the sex girls? The fine, fine, super special, real sex girls. Are you ready? Best girls, the niche, big breast girls. There's a knock on your door and they're there in your house. If you can't talk love, then you better get out. They are women without any faults. And they are never accidental. And the party never ends. So close your eyes and make a wish. The sex sex, sex, sex!
same. I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you.
Only made you nuts, man. She cheated on you how many times?
8.5.
8.5?
Party at John Kay's senior year. I get blitzed, pass out in his bedroom. Caitlin comes in and jumps all over me.
So that's cheating?
No, in the middle of it, she called me Brad.
She called you Brad?
She called me Brad.
Now, that's not cheating. People say crazy shit during sex. One time I called this girl Mom.
Nobody wrong, but I miss you.
Say what you will about Kevin Smith, the man over the past few years has become a bigger cultural force than he might have been when Clerks came out back in the early 90s. That was Soul Asylum with Can't Even Tell. I probably heard that song and saw that video two or three dozen times before I finally saw Clerks and watched it with my brother. I probably would have been 13. He would have been 11. And my mother, of course, came home right in the middle of the "you fucked a dead guy" scene. Yeah, so a fraught relationship between me, my mother, and Kevin Smith. And since then, he's formed, he's put out many movies, and he recently released Red State, which is streaming on demand right now. He's got the Smodcast Internet Radio Network, also known as SIR. You know, the various programs he does on that, the live shows he does, just a truly an entertaining man. Not necessarily my favorite director anymore, as he was in my early 20s, but I would certainly say, in terms of doing what he wants and finding happiness and success within it, definitely a model. Something I would like to emulate as much as possible. But anyhow, yeah, Soul Asylum with Can't Even Tell from the Clerks soundtrack. Before that, Moving in Stereo from Fast Times at Ridgemont High by the Cars. If I have to tell you what scene that is from, you are not a man. I will simply say that. Let me rephrase that. You are probably not interested in ladies. I'm not saying that as a derogatory term at all, but I'm saying that your average heterosexual male between the ages of 25 and 45, probably when they hear that song, immediately begin thinking deeply, deeply pornographic thoughts. Before that, The Gleaming Spires did Are You Ready for the Sex Girls from Revenge of the Nerds. A great song. I apologize for the fucking phone ringing in the background. There's nothing I can do about it since it's upstairs. I imagine it's one of my children calling and asking if they can do something after school. Apologies. Hey, real life intruding into the podcast. Anyhow, that being said, I love that song. I love that movie. It is sexist, and there is some things in it that really creep me out. The costume contest and the sex in the moon room. If you think about it, it gets a little creepy. But, you know, when you see it as a kid, the only thing you care about is that nerdy guys are getting hot chicks, and there's a lot of tits. So, you know, that's the real appeal. A lot of these movies, the main appeal is that there's swearing and boobs and possibly some violence, going all the way back to, like, me at 11 or 12. A movie that has neither swearing nor blood nor tits is Short Circuit, and it's actually a very family-friendly film, and it's got the worst fucking video on the face of the planet. They couldn't even get Steve Guttenberg. All he appears as is a cardboard cutout, and you know what? I would say that in terms of bad 80s music, El DeBarge is roughly on the level of Rockwell. Sorry. But even El DeBarge couldn't get, you know, he wasn't Berry Gordy's nephew and couldn't get Michael Jackson sing the hook on this. Just had to rely on himself with this song, Who's Johnny? We'll be right back.
from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention? And pins, bits and pieces, and the magic from the handle make it weird science. Things I've never seen before. Behind bolted doors, talent and imagination. Weird science. Not what teachers said to do. Making dreams come true. Living tissue, warm flesh. Weird science. Plastic tubes and pots and pans, bits and pieces, bits and pieces.
Science. So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Science. Science.
In the movie of the same name, that was Oingo Boingo with Weird Science. Fuck, I love Oingo Boingo. Probably not as much as a lot of people, but man, Dead Man's Party. Oh, own it, buy it, go out and get it. It will provide you with dancing and rocking. Full name, the Mystic Knights of the Order of Oingo Boingo, featuring former, current and at the time, future movie soundtrack guru, and especially beloved by Tim Burton, the one and only. I'm sorry, I just had to run downstairs to catch that song before it ended playing. The one and only Danny Elfman. Before that, E.G., also known as Elizabeth Daly with One Way Love, Better Off Dead, from the film Better Off Dead. One of the finest bits of output by the one and only Mr. John Cusack. He made a lot of fine films in the 80s, but that's certainly the weirdest and funniest. At least for me. And we started everything off with El DeBarge doing Who's Johnny from Short Circuit. It's really weird. Like, if you think about the film Short Circuit, like, really think about it. Like, I don't even know how to explain this, like, because I didn't really figure this out until I got older, but Fisher Stevens is a white guy, and the fact that he plays, he plays a Middle Eastern guy, it's fucking racist. Like, just think about it. It's terrible. Anyhow. Like, if you think about a lot of movies from that time, like, if you think about, like, The Karate Kid, and, like, they damn near killed Daniel LaRusso, and it was an adult egging them on. Like, how fucked up is that? Like, not even horror movie fucked up. Let's look past that. Let's look at, like, Revenge of the Nerds, and, like, basic date rape, or Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and, like, older guys fucking high school girls. It's just wrong and weird, and these are movies that my parents thought it was okay for me to see. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyhow, that's the show for this week. I'm sorry if it seems a little rushed, but I'm trying to prepare for a trip up to Iowa City for my cousin Mike's wedding this weekend, and so I'm trying to cram in a lot of things before I leave Friday morning, so apologies. I think the show was fun, even if it was a bit rushed. I hope you all remember those songs and enjoy them, and I hope that they will cause you to seek out the movies to wonder how they fit within the context of the film. Anyhow, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog daily, Monday through Friday, about music and vinyl and zines and books and cassettes and all other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. You can also find me on Twitter, where I tweet quite regularly at Nuthouse Punks. Remember to tell your friends about the podcast, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music, and I will play it and review it and all of that good stuff. We'll be back next week with a back to the regular. I'm going to try and keep up with these special episodes. Halloween is coming up, and I hope to repeat what we had last year, so stay tuned for that. Until next week, thanks for listening.